This morning on WCHL, a stolen vehicle results in a quick arrest.
Within just an hour or two, Carborough Police Department encountered that vehicle inside Carborough.
The first major change under the new form-based zoning in the Ephesus Fordham District at Village Plaza will be voted on tonight. And poverty here in Orange County may be more of a serious issue than we thought.
About one in three of our kids in Orange County schools, so that's both districts, are on free or reduced lunch.
The Orange County Health Department says it has a plan. These stories and more, plus your Chapel Hill Carborough traffic and weather together in WCHL Championship Sports. Coach Larry Fedora is doing some soul searching, and Carolina volleyball inches up a spot in the polls, and
Florida State beat Clemson and thankfully avoided a dangerous reaction.
That's this morning in Art Chansky's Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL with 58 degrees in Chapel Hill. Relatively chilly this morning, a fall-like day, and it will be cloudy all day. High today about 65. Joint efforts of the Chapel Hill and Carborough Police Departments led to the speedy recovery of a stolen car on Sunday night, along with the arrest of two young car thieves. Chapel Hill Police Public Information Sergeant Brian Walker says employees at the valet stand downtown at 450 West Franklin Street near Carolina Brewery noticed multiple car keys missing just before 10 p.m.
Officers checked the parking lot where the vehicles are kept, and one of the vehicles whose keys had been taken had also been taken, and it was a 2013 BMW 528i.
He says officers immediately put out a BOLO, or Be On The Lookout notice, which notifies all nearby agencies of the incident.
Within just an hour or two, Carborough Police Department encountered that vehicle inside Carborough. When they attempted to stop the vehicle, the two gentlemen inside the vehicle jumped from the vehicle and fled, and they were taken into custody shortly after that by Carborough and Chapel Hill officers.
Sergeant Walker says the car was not damaged, according to the report. 19-year-old Jesse Mutua of Carborough and 18-year-old Raquan Ortiz Snipes of Chapel Hill got arrested. They were each charged with three misdemeanor counts of larceny and one felony count of motor vehicle theft. Sergeant Walker says the additional larceny charges were for other keys that were found in the possession, but no other vehicles were reported missing. According to the North Carolina Department of Public Safety, this is the third time Mutua has been arrested. He was previously charged with felony breaking and entering and larceny involving a motor vehicle in January of 2013, as well as felony breaking and entering last December. Each of the men who were arrested held in the Orange County Jail under a $10,000 secured bond. Sergeant Walker says both police departments, Chapel Hill and Carborough, were proud of the speed at which this case was resolved.
Carborough Police and our officers, we might wear different uniforms, but we have the same goal, and that's exactly what this was. This was good teamwork that resulted in an excellent outcome in this case.
The Community Design Commission of Chapel Hill will meet tonight to consider a certificate of appropriateness application for the proposed Village Plaza apartments on South Elliott Road. The application from East West Partners and Scott Murray Land Planning is the first to be submitted under the new form-based zoning, which the town council adopted for the Ephesus Fordham District. Tonight's vote follows a tour of the site by the commission on Monday afternoon. The proposed six-story multi-use development on the site of the former Village Plaza Theaters includes about 266 apartments, as well as 15,600 square feet of retail space and a parking deck. The meeting takes place at 6:30 p.m. at the Town Hall Council Chambers, located at 405 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill. As the number of Orange County families and children living in poverty continues to grow, officials with the Health Department are looking to other communities for strategies to help those in need. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
The number of people living in poverty grew more in North Carolina than anywhere else in the nation, according to U.S. Census data. The state saw a 17.9% increase in its poverty rate between 2006 and 2010. Despite the perception that Orange County is an affluent area, Meredith Stewart, planning manager for the Board of Health, says more and more local families are struggling too.
About one in three of our kids in Orange County schools, so that's both districts, are on free or reduced lunch. And then about one in four of our kids in Orange County are on Medicaid. We do have families struggling to get by, as evidenced by those numbers.
The area's high cost of living is also a challenge for families. In Orange County, a household would need the income from 2.2 full-time minimum wage jobs to be able to afford the median rent on a two-bedroom apartment. Stewart says officials are just beginning to plan how to tackle the multifaceted problem of poverty.
I think a conversation is beginning around the issues that are happening in Orange County and how we can address them from many different angles. So this isn't something that one person or one group can work on. We all have to come together to think about and talk about our families and issues like housing and food and education and childcare. All of these issues go together.
As part of that conversation, local leaders are looking to other communities that have launched successful intervention programs.
We'll have the privilege of having Dr. Bettina Jean-Louise from the Harlem Children's Zone, who will be joining us this Friday, the 26th of September, starting at 8 o'clock at the Friday Center in Chapel Hill, to talk about the Harlem Children's Zone and the work that they have done to improve the pipeline, as they call it, from cradle to career or college for children, and how that was really a community effort that started with a community conversation that we're starting to have here in Orange County.
Stewart and others hope that programs such as the Harlem Children's Zone and the East Durham Children's Initiative could provide a model for lowering child poverty rates in Orange County. Friday's meeting is open to the public. You can find out more at our website, chapelboro.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A conservative fiscal watchdog group is holding more than a dozen meetings around North Carolina this week, seeking to build opposition to U.S. Senator Kay Hagan as she seeks re-election. The call-out K-Tour by the state chapter of Americans for Prosperity began Monday with stops scheduled in Asheville, Hickory, and Greensboro. They say they will have nationally known guests at several rallies, including Americans for Tax Reform President Grover Norquist, Fox News commentator Tucker Carlson, and National AFP head Tim Phillips. The Hagan critic says she should be singled out for supporting the president's signature health care overhaul, as well as on environmental and tax policies. Americans for Prosperity has spent millions of dollars on television ads critical of Hagan, particularly for the health care law. The Carolina Club of Chapel Hill is holding a special pasta buffet to raise money for the medical care of an employee, a UNC senior who was seriously hurt in a car crash on 15501. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
We wanted to be able to do something for her and her family, so we decided to do a pasta dinner. It's going to be a buffet, and it's open to anyone in the community who would like to come.
That's Member Relations Director Elizabeth Cheek of the Carolina Club, speaking to WCHL about the September 30th fundraiser for Jacqueline Segovia. The 21-year-old UNC senior had worked as a server at the Carolina Club since July 2013, and Cheek said she's been an asset both as an employee and as a reliably cheerful presence.
I would just say she's one of the most responsible and reliable people. When we knew she was scheduled to be here for an event, everybody was always, you know, happy to see her name on the schedule because they knew that the event would be in good hands.
The young woman has been in a medically induced coma since August 5th, when she lost control of her car on 15501 just south of Maureen Road in Durham. Her Honda Accord flipped and crashed into a signpost and a utility pole. Segovia suffered a traumatic brain injury. According to the Herald Sun, doctors at the Duke Neurosciences ICU induced a coma in hopes of preventing further brain injury caused by swelling. Her cousin, Jenny Alleman of New Jersey, set up a GoFundMe page to raise money for her medical care. Segovia was uninsured at the time of the accident. So far, donations are at nearly $6,000 toward a $70,000 goal. Now, her coworkers want to help.
It's just really important to our staff to try and do something. You know, in a case like this, you often feel like you want to do something and that maybe there's nothing you can do. So hopefully helping to raise some funds toward her medical bills would be something that we could do to make a positive impact.
The pasta buffet to raise money for Jackie Segovia's medical care takes place from 5:30 to 8 p.m. on Tuesday, September 30th. At the Carolina Club. The cost for the all-you-can-eat buffet is $12, and $10 from each meal ticket goes towards Segovia's medical expenses. Food options will likely include spaghetti with either meat sauce or a vegetarian marinara, pasta primavera, perhaps a gluten-free pasta, and salad, garlic bread, cookies, and brownies. The Carolina Club is located at 550 Stadium Drive. You can find the link to the GoFundMe page for Jackie Segovia in this story on our website, chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
WCHL News Time is 8:14. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant in Carborough. And so far, we haven't had any major problems this morning, but Rand Northam is here to bring you an update on that.
Thank you very much, Ron. Yeah, traffic's still moving fairly smoothly out there. We see the regular slowdowns on 15501 northbound and southbound through the Chapel Hill Carborough area. Just spotty delays there, as are with NC54 eastbound and westbound. Right now, I-40 moving smoothly, though, and the rest of the area looking pretty good. As we look a little further east, though, I do want to let you know about an accident on I-40 westbound. It's at Harrison Avenue, so a little bit out of our general Chapel Hill Carborough area, of course, but an I-40 westbound exit at Harrison Avenue, that is exit 287. It's causing slowdowns right around the Harrison Avenue area, as well as right around Wade Avenue, so be on the lookout if you're traveling over in that direction. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Talk to you again in just a little while here. That is Rand Northam with a look at morning traffic, brought to you by Glass Half Full, the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. And the beautiful garden patio is open now for great outdoor dining at the end of the day. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun as well at Glass Half Full. Time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather presented by Grimble Jewelers. 58 degrees, a little chilly this morning, fall-like out there. Cloudy skies, high today in the middle 60s. That's going to be it. Nice day on the way. Tonight cloudy with a 50% chance of rain after midnight. Low tonight in the low 50s tomorrow. We'll still have that 50% chance of rain. A little bit warmer tomorrow with a high up around 70. Well, let's look ahead just a little bit for a couple of days here. Tomorrow night, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain and low in the middle 50s. On Thursday, mostly cloudy, 30% chance of rain with a high in the low 70s. And in case you're wondering about the weekend, so far our long-range forecast calls for partly cloudy skies on Friday all the way through Saturday night, high in the middle 70s both days. And then on Sunday, it'll be in the middle 70s. So we're talking about some relatively cool weather coming up for several days here. Grimble Jewelers, whether you need a new watch battery, an engagement ring, or the custom piece you've been dreaming of for years, Grimble Jewelers is there for you. Go see Berkeley Grimble today at Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
News around town this morning. Students at UNC's Eshelman School of Pharmacy are holding a medication take-back day at the Carborough Police Station tomorrow. Bring your old, outdated prescription drugs and turn them in to be safely disposed of. The event is being hosted by the Carolina Association of Pharmacy Students. And it's festival season in our community. Orange County solid waste officials are looking for volunteers to help out with recycling at those events. The two biggest upcoming events, the Carborough Music Festival, which happens on Sunday, and Festival in Chapel Hill the following Sunday. Volunteers work 3 to 4 hour shifts and get a free t-shirt and a lot of gratitude. If you're a high school student, recycling volunteer hours qualify for service learning hours. Volunteers under the 18 must be accompanied by a parent for the full duration. If you're interested, just get in touch with Muriel Willeman at Orange County Solid Waste. We have that contact information on our website at chapelboro.com. Now listen, if you're looking for work, Orange County Department of Social Services is hosting a big job fair coming up tomorrow from 10 to 2 at its offices in Hillsborough Commons, 113 Mayo Street. It's open to everybody, whether you're an experienced professional, if you're seeking an entry-level job, or anywhere in between, you're invited. If you're an employer and you'd like to set up a booth at the job fair, contact Randy Haynes, and we have that contact information and more information on all of our News Around Town stories on our website, chapelboro.com. Time now for championship sports, and let's talk a little football. Carolina head coach Larry Fedora says the Tar Heels were definitely feeling down following that frustrating, heartbreaking 70-41 defeat at the hands of East Carolina on Saturday. But the coach says it's through adversity that we reveal our true character. And that goes for individuals and teams. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more.
World didn't come to an end. Sun came up yesterday. back up today. So, you know, we've evaluated film, looked at the film, broke it down, got the corrections made, and have moved on.
That was UNC head coach Larry Fedora addressing the media Monday at Keenan Football Center. The Tar Heels allowed a school record 789 yards of total offense and the runaway defeat at the hands of the Pirates. Just like the rest of the team, Coach Fedora says he was forced to do some soul-searching of his own. But after taking a hard look at his failed game plan, Coach Fedora says he still maintains his team is preparing the correct way on the practice field.
I had to go back and see, you know, the plan that I put together for the team for the past 2 weeks and what I could do to change that to help us be in a better position. Whether or not I think that's the factor or not, those are some things that I could do. I could change a lot of things as far as the way we practiced, but I don't think that's the answer. I think the way we practice is the right way. I think it's a proven way, and I think we'll continue to do that.
Back-to-back losses in ugly fashion to the rivals from Greenville have shaken a UNC football program that began the 2014 season inside the preseason top 25 polls and harbored aspirations of a trip to the ACC championship game. A Coastal Division crown can still be achieved, but a result like Saturday can shake a team's belief. After a thorough evaluation of the ins and outs of the program, Coach Fedora says he's still a believer.
Anytime you have that kind of result, you gotta look at everything. Doesn't mean everything you're doing is wrong, you know, but you got to look at everything. You got to evaluate every little detail to find out if you still believe what you're doing is the right thing, and I still do believe that.
One of the more concerning aspects of the lopsided loss was missed tackling. According to Coach Fedora, UNC's bye week was largely spent going back to the fundamentals, but the Tar Heel defenders still struggled mightily to bring down ECU's playmakers. Coach Fedora says the sloppy tackling has to stop for Carolina to be successful.
When you miss tackles in space, it's a tough thing to do. Sometimes you can say that's personnel. Sometimes you can say the guy that was that made a miss was better than they were in making the tackle. So there's but that's not always the case. Sometimes it's a breakdown in fundamentals. We got to continue to work hard and do a better job.
Coach Fedora thinks he'll soon find out more about his team. He says you find out what people are really made of when they face adversity.
The true test of a man is finding out who you are, you know, and you're until you're really tested, you don't know. But when you are tested, the true man comes out. I mean, it comes out. It's who you are. I mean, you can't hide it at that point. And why would you want to hide it?
Junior wide receiver T.J. Thorpe is skeptical of the mental toughness of his teammates. He says he saw some of the Tar Heels quit playing hard on Saturday. Coach Fedora, however, says he didn't observe any players throwing in the towel, but he says every member of the Carolina football program needs to decide which direction they want to head from this moment onward.
You know, everybody has a choice to make. Myself, our staff, everybody in the program, you know, as far as which way we want to go from from here.
The road certainly doesn't get any easier for the Tar Heels with another daunting road game, this time under the lights at Clemson's Death Valley Saturday night. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Carolina Panthers have some problems right now with injuries. Coach Ron Rivera says Pro Bowl fullback Mike Tolbert has a hairline fracture in his left leg, and running back Jonathan Stewart has a severely sprained right knee. Adding to the team's mounting injury problems in the backfield, no wonder they can't get the running game going. Rivera says Tolbert's not going to play on Sunday at Baltimore and will be reevaluated on a week-to-week basis, while Stewart will be reassessed on Friday to see if he can go for the weekend. Both injuries sustained in Carolina's 37-19 loss to the Steelers on Sunday night. Panthers were already dangerously thin in the backfield with running back D'Angelo Williams and Fozzie Whitaker both held out on Sunday night because of hamstring injuries. Carolina's running game right now ranks number 29 in the league, averaging just over 72 yards a game on the ground. A pair of sweeps over the weekend helped the UNC volleyball team inch up a spot in the AVCA coaches poll to number 12 in the country. Carolina took down Oklahoma and West Virginia without dropping a set in the ACC Big 12 Classic. Tar Heels hosted those contests this past weekend. In fact, Carolina hasn't dropped a set in its last four matches and has only lost five sets all season. They're now at 9-1. Conference play starts this week with a tough matchup down in Tallahassee. The number 6 Florida State Seminoles, who are 11-0, will welcome the Tar Heels for the ACC opener. FSU was ranked number 20 last season when doing battle with Carolina, which was ranked number 12 then as well. That match went to five sets, but the Noles ultimately came away with a win. Florida State made it all the way to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament last year, a couple of rounds further than North Carolina was able to advance. Carolina's home conference opener comes on Sunday against unranked Syracuse. To see the complete AVCA rankings, you can find the story on our website, chapelboro.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. Now, more thoughts about college football on WCHL coming up. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
Florida State beat Clemson and thankfully avoided a dangerous reaction. This is Art Chansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. I am not particularly a fan of Jameis Winston, the talented but troubled quarterback of the Florida State Seminoles. The reigning Heisman Trophy winner is a test case for athletes either being too big-headed or too small-headed, if you know what I mean. Why in today's era of zero privacy for celebrities would anyone in Winston's position jump up on a table in a crowded student union and yell an obscenity, especially the week of the biggest game of the season? The original first-half suspension Winston received, considering all the trouble he had been in before, was laughable, and I'm glad Florida State sat him down for the entire game. He deserved that punishment. Yet during the game Saturday night, I was rooting very hard for the Seminoles to win, despite the unlikelihood they would with an untested quarterback in such a large stage. I found myself imagining what it would be like in Tallahassee and for all FSU students, alumni, and fans if the Noles had lost and with it squandered their chance to repeat as national champions. The thought of it gave me shivers and made me pull even harder for Florida State, because had Clemson won, Jameis Winston's life would have never been the same, and no one deserves the kind of treatment that might have followed. Some fans, sadly, would have never forgiven an African-American football player costing his team such a big game, no matter what he did the rest of the season. I even wondered about his physical safety. Another segment of fanatics would have blamed FSU for suspending Winston over one incident they would have said was trivial. Either way, the school and player were headed for a season-long controversy that, to me, had scary implications. That is how out of perspective big-time college sports has become in this country. From all the attention paid to a flake like Johnny Football Manziel, to an immature kid like Winston having to apologize over and over for childish and foolish acts. Athletes cannot succeed or fail in private these days, constantly under the microscope with their future affected by whether they win or lose. I was afraid for the future of Jameis Winston because for 4 hours Saturday night, it was out of his hands as a potential goat who cost his school more glory. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
We ask several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. We ask their children, too. Here's what Francis George had to say.
Last year, my mom and dad were living in Michigan, and my father was in very poor health at the time, and we were all really worried about him. I was watching the attention that he was getting at the hospital, and they said, well, we've done all that we can. We have to discharge you, and here's a list of nursing homes that you can take him to in case mom can't handle him. And I said, that's it. I got them down to the Cedars, and the staff attended to all of his needs, and mom didn't have to worry about making meals or cleaning the house or getting transportation or driving around. And she could just focus on dad and his recovery. And within a few short weeks, everything turned completely around. I think it was a miracle. Dad regained his health and his independence. I never dreamed I would see my parents so active and vibrant and engaged in life again. I'm really glad that I chose the Cedars.
Thanks, Francis. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
I'm David Fitch of Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
Lisa's call came in when she was at the grocery store. Her phone rang and everything changed. Mom had had a stroke. It wasn't supposed to happen this way. She thought she'd have more time, but she never knew how to get the conversation started. Now she'd have to make decisions on behalf of a mother whose wishes she knew nothing about. To learn how to have difficult conversations with your aging parent, visit 4070talk.com. That's 4070talk.com. Don't wait. Have the conversation. Brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
Today's offer at our local deal is from Kimmy's Critters. It's 50% off pet sitting service. You can choose from two options with today's deal. For example, a three-day pet sitting service, which includes six total visits to your home, is available for only $50. Kimmy's Critters has been proudly serving the Hillsborough and surrounding area since 2012, providing pet sitting and dog walking. She delivers trustworthy, reliable, and compassionate care for dogs, cats, birds, small mammals, fish, farm animals, and some reptiles. It's half off from Kimmy's Critters, and it's available for a limited time. So buy it now at ourlocaldeal.com.
Our name is WCHL. Our dial position is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. Our station website is chapelboro.com, where you can listen anywhere in the world with live streaming. This is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. 97.9 FM, 1360 AM, WCHL.
It's 8:30, and time now for your Chapel Hill Carborough weather forecast brought to you this morning by Four Corners. It is 58 degrees in Chapel Hill, a little cool, cloudy today, high today about 65. Tonight, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain after midnight, so not until late. Overnight low in the low 50s. And then tomorrow, a cloudy day with a 50-50 chance of rain. High tomorrow, about 70 degrees. It's going to be cool for the rest of the week, in fact. Four Corners, downtown on East Franklin Street, is home of the $6 lunch specials, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Join the lunch club at Four Corners, and your sixth lunch is free.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelboro.com.
Obama to speak from the White House within the next couple of hours about the airstrikes on ISIS targets in Syria. At the Pentagon, correspondent David Martin.
The first night of the American bombing in Syria lasted about an hour and involved firing a total of about 150, mostly precision-guided weapons. They hit training compounds, headquarters, buildings, storage facilities, a finance center, supply trucks, and armed vehicles.
Five Arab countries, including Saudi Arabia, were in on those attacks. And though the U.S. was targeting ISIS in Syria,
there was a second and probably more important set of strikes against a different terrorist group known as Khorasan, an organization of veteran al-Qaeda fighters believed to be actively plotting attacks directly against the United States.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 59 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cloudy all day, high today about 65. I'm Rod Stutz at WCHL. Joint efforts of the Chapel Hill Police Department and the Carborough Police Department led to the speedy recovery of a stolen car on Sunday night, along with the arrest of two young car thieves. Chapel Hill Police Public Information Sergeant Brian Walker tells WCHL employees at the valet stand at 450 West Franklin Street near Carolina Brewery noticed multiple car keys missing just before 10 p.m.
Officers checked the parking lot where the vehicles are kept, and one of the vehicles whose keys had been taken also been taken, and it was a 2013 BMW 528i.
He says officers immediately put out a BOLO, or Be On The Lookout notice, which notifies all nearby agencies of the incident.
Within just an hour or two, Carborough Police Department encountered that vehicle inside Carborough. When they attempted to stop the vehicle, the two gentlemen inside the vehicle jumped from the vehicle and fled, and they were taken into custody shortly after that by Carborough and Chapel Hill officers.
Sergeant Walker says the car wasn't damaged. 19-year-old Jesse Mutua of Carborough and 18-year-old Raquan Ortiz Snipes of Chapel Hill were arrested. They each were charged with 3 misdemeanor counts of larceny and 1 felony count of motor vehicle theft. Sergeant Walker says the additional larceny charges were for other keys that were found in their possession, but no other vehicles were reported missing. According to the North Carolina Department of Public Safety, this is the 3rd time Mutua has been arrested. He was previously charged with felony breaking and entering and larceny involving a motor vehicle back in January of last year, as well as felony breaking and entering last December. Each of the men arrested held in the Orange County Jail under a $10,000 secured bond. Sergeant Walker says both police departments were proud of the speed at which this case was resolved with cooperation.
Carborough Police and our officers, we might wear different uniforms, but we have the same goal, and that's exactly what this was. This was good teamwork that resulted in an excellent outcome in this case.
As the number of Orange County families and children living in poverty continues to grow, officials with the Orange County Health Department are looking to other communities for ideas and strategies to help those in need. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more details.
The number of people living in poverty grew more in North Carolina than anywhere else in the nation, according to U.S. Census data. The state saw a 17.9% increase in its poverty rate between 2006 and 2010. Despite the perception that Orange County is an affluent area, Meredith Stewart, planning manager for the Board of Health, says more and more local families are struggling too.
About 1 in 3 of our kids in Orange County schools, so that's both districts, are on free or reduced lunch. And then about 1 in 4 of our kids in Orange County are on Medicaid. We do have families struggling to get by, as evidenced by those numbers.
The area's high cost of living is also a challenge for families. In Orange County, a household would need the income from 2.2 full-time minimum wage jobs to be able to afford the median rent on a 2-bedroom apartment. Stewart says officials are just beginning to plan how to tackle the multifaceted problem of poverty.
I think a conversation is beginning around the issues that are happening in Orange County and how we can address them from many different angles. So this isn't something that one person or one group can work on. We all have to come together to think about and talk about our families and issues like housing and food and education and childcare. All of these issues go together.
As part of that conversation, local leaders are looking to other communities that have launched successful intervention programs.
We'll have the privilege of having Dr. Bettina Jean-Louise from the Harlem Children's Zone, who will be joining us this Friday, the 26th of September, starting at 8 o'clock at the Friday Center in Chapel Hill, to talk about the Harlem Children's Zone and the work that they have done to improve the pipeline, as they call it, from cradle to career or college for children, and how that was really a community effort that started with a community conversation that we're starting to have here in Orange County.
Stewart and others hope that programs such as the Harlem Children's Zone and the East Durham Children's Initiative could provide a model for lowering child poverty rates in Orange County. Friday's meeting is open to the public. You can find out more at our website, chapelborough.com. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A very important meeting coming up tonight in our community. The Community Design Commission of Chapel Hill is meeting tonight to consider a certificate of appropriateness application for the proposed Village Plaza apartments on South Elliott Road. You may hear that and think, what's the big deal? Well, this application from Roger Perry and East West Partners and Scott Murray Land Planning is the very first to be submitted under the new form-based zoning which the town council adopted for the Ephesus Fordham District. There's been a lot of controversy about this, and certainly a lot of interest in tonight's meeting and what gets decided. Tonight's vote follows a tour of the site by the commission on Monday afternoon. That's the Community Design Commission. The proposed 6-story multi-use development on the site of the former Village Plaza Theaters includes about 266 apartments, as well as 15,600 square feet of retail space and a parking deck. The meeting will take place at 6:30 p.m. at the Town Hall Council Chambers, located at 405 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Chapel Hill. And again, that proposed development is there at the old theater location, the Village Plaza Theaters, and that sat vacant for a long, long time. It's basically just an empty space and a field behind it. And so a decision will be made tonight by the Design Commission. And we'll see what happens. Again, that's tonight, starting at 6:30 at Town Hall Council Chambers. It's 8:38 at WCHL, and it is Adopt-A-Pet Day. Tuesday's always special at WCHL, and we'll tell you about today's pet up for adoption. who wants to become a member of your family. Coming up next.
It's kickoff season, and no, we're not talking about football, although we know that's all the rage right now. We're talking about the all-new 2015 models kicking off, and you know what that means. Fantastic incentives on 2014 models. Listen to what Charles had to say about his performance Subaru experience.
I had a great experience here the other day. They had me in and out in less than 15 minutes. I had a squeak, and I thought it would take a while to find, but turned out to be a very quick fix. They did not even charge me. Very nice people, very good service.
Now that's a wow. During our 2014 model year-end kickoff event, we have financing as low as 0% for up to 72 months and $2,250 off MSRP on select 2014 in-stock units. Wow.
Stock number D4445, model EAE02, based on MSRP of $26,949 and selling price of $24,699. Take delivery prior to 9/30/14. Financing with approved credit on select models.
Visit us at PerformanceSubaru.com, where sales and service specials abound, or visit us in person in Chapel Hill, just a quarter mile off I-40. Wow!
If you've been looking for a different healthcare experience, visit Chapel Hill Primary Care. Built on the promise of prompt, compassionate, and personalized care, Chapel Hill Primary Care provides patient-centered preventative medical care and treatment of acute as well as chronic health conditions for adolescents and adults. Located in the beautiful Chapel Hill Doctors Healthcare Center off Weaver Dairy Road. Offering free parking, first floor access, no facility fees, an on-site lab, and minimal to no wait time. At Chapel Hill Primary Care, patients really do come first. Visit ChapelHillPrimaryCare.com. Immediate appointments available.
G'day, mates. Barclay Grimble of Grimble Jewelers here with my annual attempt at an Australian accent, which can only mean one thing. It's Opal Showtime. Friday and Saturday, September 26th and 27th, Barbara and Jim Runkel will be filling our cases with the most gorgeous opals and opal jewelry you've ever seen. Barbara and Jim actually own an opal mine in New South Wales, so you can't get any closer to the source than this. They have the best prices on fine opals this side of the Sydney Opera House. Now, I may be a bit prejudiced here, but I think opals are the most beautiful of all of nature's creations. Every one is like a little work of art. And if your life is feeling a bit dull and gray lately, an opal could be just the thing to lift your spirits. That's Grimble Jewelers Opal Show, Friday and Saturday, September 26th and 27th. It'll be more fun than boxing kangaroos or wrestling alligators, guaranteed. Grimble Jewelers, corner of Franklin and Elliott, Chapel Hill.
This is Chapel Hill Carborough's News, Talk, and Tar Heel Station, WCHL. Now, here's Ron Stutz.
841 at WCHL. Time now for Adopt a Pet, made possible by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill. Visit the store in Menomont for healthy pet treats, stylists, accessories, and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. Wolfgang Chapel Hill supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet. Ladies and gentlemen, Katie McClure is here from Paws Forever. And Katie, you got a great dog here for
us
today.
Hello, Ron.
And tell us about this guy.
Well, today I'm traveling with Roadrunner.
Roadrunner.
An aptly named teeny little beagle. Mm-hmm. Well, beagle something. He's beagle and something extra cute. I don't know what the heck other breed it is.
He looks like a just plain old beagle to me.
He's real small. Yeah. He's real small. And he's 17 pounds. Mm-hmm. And he's named Roadrunner because he has a broken tail that looks kind of crooked, like the Roadrunner's head. You know what I mean?
Roadrunner, Roadrunner, Roadrunner.
Yes. He's 2 years old. He's a 2-year-old male and very good with cats and other dogs.
Really?
He is a doll.
Yeah, he
a pretty active little guy, though.
He loves everybody.
Yeah, he's very friendly, very outgoing. Yeah. He does bark sometimes because he is a beagle, so we have to be realistic about his barking.
Tell me the story behind your acquisition of Roadrunner.
It's the usual one of the many sad stories, but hey, it's going to be a happier story now. He was left behind by his people who moved out of town.
Unbelievable.
I know. It's hard to imagine you could leave this dog behind, but any dog really. But so he got picked up in Caswell County. And now he's looking for a home.
Well, let me just say that he'll be better off now than with somebody who would leave him behind in the first place.
For real.
I don't know why in the world anybody would leave this guy behind. He's a great pet.
He would be a great family dog.
Yeah.
This is a friendly, confident, outgoing little beagle dog. And, you know, people with kids could really send their kids into the backyard and say, hey, go play. And this dog will do all the work for him.
Just as long as you don't have any coyotes around.
Yeah. Well, we got it. We have just another one out there, Ron, named Wile E. Coyote.
Really?
No, yes,
kidding.
We do. Wow. We have Wile E. Coyote out there right now who's a different being. He'll come maybe next time.
Well, this is a cool dog, I'm telling you. His name is Roadrunner. That's the name that you guys gave him. So
yes,
you wouldn't have to keep that name. He doesn't necessarily know that name. How old is he?
They think he's about two. Mm-hmm. So he's young.
He's fully grown, though.
Oh, yeah. He's not getting any bigger than this.
Yeah.
He's quite petite. You know, some beagles are big and beefy, but this is a petite little thing because he's mixed with something smaller, who knows what.
Uh-huh.
But he sure looks like a beagle.
Yeah, he really does. He's a really cool dog, and I can't wait to... We'll get a picture of him on our website. And
he will be more than happy to sit on your lap, Ron. He's that kind of dog.
On our Facebook page, and I'm going to put him on my Facebook page so everybody can see him. And he is going to be gone really soon, so don't get too attached to him.
I like him. I like this dog. I like beagles.
If somebody can wants to find out more about not only Roadrunner, but about Paws Forever in general, how do they do that?
Well, they should definitely visit our website, pawsforever.org. That's the number 4.
Great website, by the way.
And let me plug our upcoming event. Please. November 1st, we're having a fun walk run thing out on our 50-acre property, and we have this new awesome trail, and we're going to have all kind of events. There's going to be a kid corral with a bouncy house and all that kind of thing. And Ron, keep this in mind, I will be doing tours in our adoption center.
Ooh.
And saying hello to the dogs in our kennel area.
Yeah.
Some of our best volunteers and me, we'll be out there doing the tours. I will be your tour guide for the adoption center.
Provided, of course, that he manages to get out of here without somebody adopting him here at the radio station, he will be gone very soon, so don't get too attached to him. You know,
right.
A great dog, Roadrunner, and Beagle Mix, and again, pawsforever.org, P-A-W-S, the number 4, ever.org.
Yes, and people are welcome to come out and visit him on our property and take him out and about.
All right. Katie McClure, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And Adopt a Pet has been brought to you by Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill at Minamont. It's 8:45 at WCHL. Come get your dog, folks.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. The academic year has started, so large black and yellow pedestrian crosswalk enforcement signs have appeared on campus warning drivers to yield to pedestrians in crosswalks. Until we figure out ways to separate cars from pedestrians, however, I'd like to suggest that some motor vehicle road enforcement signs could also be helpful. Pedestrians have to realize that walkers and drivers are, for now, sharing the same physical space. Allow me to offer two examples of pedestrians in need of some enforcement. Recently, I was a passenger in the car of a colleague who made the mistake of heading through campus on Cameron Street at around noon. A torrent of students flowed in both directions across the street. When a natural break started to occur in the parade, students, whose eyes were not glued to the text messages on their phones, hurried to fill the gap, as if allowing cars to pass would violate some fundamental life force. After 5 minutes, with cars backing up and no end in sight to the stampeding herd, I leapt from the car, entered the crosswalk, and like Moses, ordered the sea of pedestrians to part, waved through a dozen cars, and then scurried to rejoin my friend who had pulled over in front of Memorial Hall. What's so hard about realizing that cars are sharing the space on Cameron? On Columbia Street, the university gardeners have beautifully landscaped the area in front of the schools of pharmacy and public health. There are two crosswalks with signals controlled by pedestrians to stop cars. One connects the School of Nursing to the School of Pharmacy. About 200 steps further south along Columbia, a second leads from the School of Public Health to the Health Sciences Library. Instead of using either of these convenient and safe crosswalks, many pedestrians have trampled the greenery in front of the School of Pharmacy. The other day, I actually watched a white-haired, white-coated, professorial type climb over the retaining chain, there for safety, trample some helpless shrubs, and head across the street. Maybe someday we'll have domains just for people and others just for cars. But until we do, we have to learn how to live with each other. Responsibility is, you'll excuse the expression, a two-way street. It's good for health and good for the environment for pedestrians to recognize and respect the reality of cars. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a no.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for watering shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Attention Carolina fans, Fitch Lumber and Hardware is a whole lot more than just wood and nuts and bolts. Whether you're building your dream home, adding on, or just maintaining what you've got, we can help lead you in the right direction. Doors, windows, siding, roofing, paint, you name it, we can help you with it. And don't forget about our key and lock services and our custom millwork shop. So stop by Fitch Lumber and Hardware in downtown Carrboro or check us out online at fitchlumber.com. Go Tar Heels!
Looking for a classic village lifestyle plus a sophisticated new home? Visit Stanley Martin Homes at Winmore, just off Homestead Road in Chapel Hill. Not only does Winmore offer a pool, playground, trails, and open space, your children can walk to Sewell Elementary and Chapel Hill High School. The UNC bus route stops at Winmore, right near Town Center, too. Stanley Martin Homes offers the best in energy efficiency and a choice of three beautiful designs at Winmore, starting in the 370s. Go see them or go to stanleymartin.com.
It's a fact. Hickory Tavern was born and bred right here in the Tar Heel State. Everyone knows that no place in town has more sports passion and Tar Heel passion than Hickory Tavern. That makes Hickory Tavern the place in town to watch the game. But don't think that Hickory Tavern is just a sports bar. It sets the standard in Chapelboro for lunch, happy hour, dinner, late night, and game day. And with a huge kids menu, bring the whole family. Hickory Tavern has something for mom, dad, and the kids. So grab your family, grab your friends, and head for Hickory Tavern in Carrboro, adjacent to the Art Center. Free and easy parking in the new deck.
This is Art Chansky. Do you think you know more about college football than me? Then head on over to chapelboro.com and sign up for the 2014 College Pick'em. Each week we'll select the 10 best college football games played around North Carolina and the country. And before the cutoff time, pick who you think will win. Compete every week for great prizes like restaurant gift cards and so much more. Compete against your favorite Chapelboro and WCHL personalities, including me, Aaron Keck, and Ron Stutz. Sound good? Well, what are you waiting for? Check it out today. College Pick'em on chapelboro.com.
8:51 at WCHL. I hope you will stay tuned. We have today's WCHL Hometown Hero coming up in just a couple of minutes here. And we'll also tell you about a very special event happening today all over our community. It is the Pink Heels Tour, made with love, worn with hope. The Chapel Hill Fire Department is welcoming the tour today. And a lot of events scheduled for today. First of all, there's a motorcade going on right now into the UNC campus from I-40 and North Carolina 54 at 9 o'clock. Very special surprise patient visit, and that is going to be really cool. I can't tell you who it is, but it will be at 9 o'clock this morning, just a few minutes from now. At 10, a motorcade to North Carolina Cancer Hospital for standby patient and staff visits, photo opportunities, a check presentation, character appearances, a big event there. At 12 noon, there will be a parade across the UNC campus and down Franklin Street downtown. At 12:30, a display at 140 West Franklin Street. At 2 o'clock, another motorcade across town to Rams Plaza. And at 2:30, a display at Rams Plaza and at Bailey's over there. And the event will go until 6 o'clock today. Again, brought to you by the Chapel Hill Fire Department, the Pink Heels Tour. And it's going to be a lot of fun. Sometime today, get out and take part in some of that. It's all about cancer awareness. It's all about supporting the UNC Lineberger Cancer Research Center. And we are so fortunate to have them in our community. It is 8:52 at WCHL.
John's call came during the fifth inning of a Little League game. His phone rang and everything changed. Dad had fallen. It wasn't supposed to happen this way. He tried to have the talk during their last visit, but he just didn't know how to get the conversation started. Now he'd have to make decisions on behalf of a father whose wishes he knew nothing about. To learn how to have difficult conversations with your aging parent, visit 4070talk.com. That's 4070talk.com. Don't wait. have the conversation. Brought to you by Home Instead Senior Care. To us, it's personal.
We've got a few more hot days ahead, but the cooler temperatures are just around the corner. I'm Charlie Quayle with Gutter Solutions, and we know the average North Carolina tree drops over 200,000 leaves every fall. Think about this. The weight of a 30-foot run of gutter choked with leaves and water is equal to a 300-pound gorilla hanging from your fascia board. We can help with our now famous gutter covers. So quit monkeying around with gutters that don't work. Call Gutter Solutions today or find us on the web at chimneysplusgutters.com.
It's Festival in downtown Chapel Hill on Sunday, October 5, and 10 life-size goats of the Goat Parade will be unveiled along Franklin Street. The artists have done an amazing job. Goat Parade is being hosted by the Galloway Ridge Retirement Community to benefit the Robert and Pearl Seymour Senior Center and the Chatham County Council on Aging. For more information, contact Pat Richardson at 642-6893. Thanks, WCHL, for caring.
Thank you, Walt. Mac, 854 at WCHL. You remember Wayne Pond's word of the day? What is the word? How do you spell it, and what does it mean? That was about an hour ago when he delivered the word. Tell me all of that information, and if you're the first to do so, I'll give you a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. It's brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? And your number to call with Wayne's Word is 919-929-WCHL. Call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights the great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Captain Byron Greason of the Chapel Hill Fire Department. He's the one who's been orchestrating Pink Heels Day as part of the National Pink Heels Tour, with activities taking place all over our community.
I got involved with Pink Heels probably 3 years ago. We started fundraising for Lion Burger. That's the beauty of Pink Heels. All the money that you raise stays local. We donate money to Lion Burger. We do a couple fundraisers a year, along with selling t-shirts online, but we always do the cancer awareness football game. We do the Play for K women's basketball game, and we sell our shirts. We do a fill the boot drive, and like I said, all the money stays local, goes to Lion Burger. They have some wonderful programs over there that help out not only the patients going through cancer treatment, but their families with all sorts of resources just to help their life go a little bit smoother while they're battling this disease.
We could probably single out a local firefighter just about every day to be the WCHL hometown hero. These people do such important work, but Byron Greason has been working very hard to make all this come together today, Pink Heels Day in Chapel Hill.
We'll be setting up in front of the cancer hospital, pink trucks, pink ambulances, a pink tour bus. Guys in pink gear will be doing patient visits. The patients, their families, all the survivors that want to can come out, sign the trucks. These trucks have probably 500,000 signatures on them.
Wow.
You know, between all the trucks. Just spread a little love and happiness in their lives.
This is a cause where everybody gets involved because everybody has been affected directly or indirectly by cancer. If you haven't had to deal with it yourself, you've had somebody in your family or certainly someone you know who's been touched by cancer.
And we've got some wonderful people helping us out this year. Of course, Lion Burger is our partner. The Downtown Coalition, when we'll be at 140 West, Lime Restaurant is actually helping feed the tour. Bailey's is feeding the tour for dinner. Proceeds from their sales, Harris Teeter has donated drinks and snacks. The Sheraton is putting the tours up for the night. Support has been overwhelming. It's wonderful.
And I'm looking at this poster here with all the activities. I mean, it's stuff that goes on all around town from 9 o'clock in the morning until 6 in the afternoon.
Yep.
It continues all day.
Absolutely.
And it involves not just the community, but it involves the university.
Sure.
And everybody, and it's all for the benefit of the UNC Lineberger Center, and that's wonderful.
Loads of publicity and loads of money for the UNC Lineberger Center. That's what it's all about. It's Pink Heels Day as part of the National Pink Heels Tour. And today's WCHL hometown hero is Byron Greason, captain with the Chapel Hill Fire Department. Byron, thanks for all that you do.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand, we promise.
Boy, Byron's going to be busy all day today. Congratulations to Dexter Louie of Chapel Hill, called in with the word of the day. It is grammatolatry, G-R-A-M-M-A-T-O-L-A-T-R-Y. I like that word. It means the worship of words or regard for the letter. without the spirit of something. Grammatolatry, our word of the day from Wayne Pond. And Dexter Louie gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers.
I'm David Fitch, your Fitch Lumber and Hardware. Just like on the playing field, teamwork is what you need to tackle any home project. Stop by and team up with Fitch Lumber and Hardware to score big on your upcoming goals. We can help. Get the local home field advantage at Fitch Lumber and Hardware, 309 North Greensboro Street in Carrboro, or call us at 919-942-3153. As always, thanks for your business.
Today's offer at our local deal is from Kimmy's Critters. It's 50% off pet sitting service. You can choose from two options with today's deal. For example, a three-day pet sitting service, which includes six total visits to your home, is available for only $50. Kimmy's Critters has been proudly serving the Hillsborough and surrounding area since 2012, providing pet sitting and dog walking. She delivers trustworthy, reliable, and compassionate care for dogs, cats, birds, small mammals, fish, farm animals, and some reptiles. It's half off from Kimmy's Critters, and it's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech, online at DurhamTech.edu.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point. All right, it's going to be really nice today, I think. It is 59 degrees in Chapel Hill, finally warmed up a couple of degrees. Cloudy today, high today in the middle 60s. Tonight, a 50% chance of rain late. Overnight low in the low 50s. Tomorrow, 50% chance of rain with a high of 70 degrees. Crown Honda at South Point is the home of Dream Service, where they service your car while you sleep. Good morning. Have a great day. It's 9 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. American planes and ships, with help from five Arab nations, have carried out the first round of attacks on ISIS Islamic State forces inside Syria. Initial reports said they killed dozens of ISIS fighters. CBS News correspondent David Martin.
The U.S. Navy fired a total of 47 Tomahawk cruise missiles from ships in the Red Sea and Persian Gulf, while Navy jets flew off the aircraft carrier George Bush and Air Force and Marine jets launched from bases in the Persian Gulf. They attacked ISIS targets at four locations inside Syria, including headquarters buildings, storage facilities, a finance center, supply trucks, armed vehicles, and training compounds.
Near the western city of Aleppo, the United States went after an al-Qaeda splinter group called Khorasan. Military officials said that group was plotting imminent attacks.
What that means to me as an intelligence officer is that we had detailed intelligence on attack plotting either in the United States or in Western Europe, or in both.
CBS News contributor and former CIA Deputy Director Michael Morrell. President Obama will speak to the nation about the overnight attacks in Syria about an hour from now. In Turkey, CBS's Holly Williams spoke to some of the more than 130,000 Kurdish refugees who've been forced to leave the war zone.
We just wish Obama had started the airstrikes even earlier, he said. Maybe then we wouldn't be here.
Relief agencies fear that as many as 400,000 Kurds, the entire population of the city of Kobani, will wind up in Turkey. CBS's Bob Orr has the latest on the threat posed by homegrown ISIS members.
The FBI is trying to track more than 100 Americans who have gone or have tried to go to Syria. Some have been stopped and arrested. Others, we're told, are under surveillance. The concern, of course, though, is there may be some radicalized Americans who've returned from the fight without our knowledge.
Security at the White House is much tighter than it was just a few days ago. You can see at least one big change.
This is Peter Mayer outside the White House. There is a new security layer here. Metal, crowd control type barriers stretching along the entire length of the north side of the White House. This barricade is about 10 feet away from the black wrought iron fence that was breached last week by that jumper who made it to the White House door. This is the most visible response to that major security failure.
Global warming will be a hot topic at the UN Climate Summit in New York today. The latest study on climate change is fueling a heated debate in scientific circles. Live to CBS's Vicki Barker.
The study doesn't question global warming, but it suggests that one of its supposed effects, the change in Pacific Ocean surface temperatures, is not, after all, linked to greenhouse gases. The authors found instead that the warming temperatures in the Pacific closely followed natural changes in the wind over more than a century. Some climate scientists have pointed out that the wind shifts could themselves have been caused by global warming, but the authors say they found no such correlation. Frank?
As in-